Our story begins in Rex's office at Manhattan Monthly, where Mac is talking with Perry.
What if you accidentally give Rex HIV? How will you ever live with yourself again if you give the man you say you love so much a death sentence?
Mac, when Rex and I have sex again, we'll be very careful. There's a lot of couples where one person is HIV positive and the other's negative.
That's fine, Perry, but none of those other couples involved my best friend.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I know you're worried about Rex, but I promise you that I love him and I would never do anything to hurt him.
Nothing is 100% safe, Perry. It would only take one mistake for Rex to become HIV positive too. I don't want that to happen.
Is that what you came here to talk to Rex about? To try to convince him to stay away from me?
No, that's not it. But seeing you makes me realize how real this is. How Rex's life could be cut short at any time.
Matt, being HIV positive doesn't mean you have AIDS. It also doesn't mean you're going to die. My T-cell count is fine, and I haven't even started taking the meds yet. I'm just as healthy as you or Rex.
But that could change at any minute. You have this disease living inside you, Perry. Doesn't that scare the hell out of you?
Of course it does. But I have it, and I can't change that. I can't go through the rest of my life feeling sorry for myself or being scared. I have to live my life like I always would.
Well, good luck to you. Look, I have to get back to work.
I'll tell Rex you stop by.
Goodbye, Perry.
At the Westside Hospital, Alexandra has just arrived at Adriana's room.
Alexandra, I figured you'd be home with the baby today.
So did I. But there's been a new development. Larissa is out of jail.
What? How did that happen?
Well, you remember I told you about Dr. Blanchard's confession? The judge changed the charge against Larissa to aggravated assault, and the rest of her sentence was suspended.
So, she's out and has the baby.
Yep, and she's on her way to her penthouse right now.
Well, what does this mean for Andrew?
Who knows, but he deserves anything he gets.
Wow, you've changed your tune on this one. Before, you were totally in his corner against Larissa.
That's before I took baby Addison to see him. And he wouldn't even hold the baby. Andy needs a wake-up call, and Larissa is just the person to give it to him. Hopefully he hasn't left any knives laying around.
That should be interesting. Well, not the knives.
So, what's up with you? I came right over as soon as you called.
I remember something new, Alexandra, and I need your help to find out more about it.
You remembered more about this man you were with when you were 15?
Yes, his name was Zach Jessup. Dr. Hunt thinks he might be the key to helping me remember the missing time in my life. And if I get those memories back, he thinks I can be released from Westside soon.
Released? Adriana, that's wonderful. Just tell me what I can do.
Find out anything you can about this man, Zach Jessup.
At the rec center, Zoe walks up to the front desk where Chuck is standing.
Hey there, nice to see you again.
Hello, Chuck.
We're opening in a few days.
Congratulations. I was just walking by and thought I'd stop in and check on the progress.
Things are coming together here on schedule. I was worried the opening date would have to be pushed back, but so far, so good.
Is your daughter around today?
She's still at school, but she should be here soon.
I'd like to meet her sometime. Was she born down in Alabama where you're from, or here in New York?
Well, neither actually. She's a Virginia girl. It's a long story, but I did not actually meet her until last year.
Oh, really? Where was she before?
She was living with her mother. But her mother died last summer, and Dara came to New York to live with me.
Died? Her mother died?
Yes. Are you all right?
In the master bedroom of Larissa's penthouse, Andrew and Connie have just made love and are lying in bed.
Oh, Connie, you were incredible. Being with you was worth the wait.
Adam, I don't know when I've ever been happier.
Oh, me either, Connie. Me either.
Downstairs, Larissa has just entered the penthouse holding baby Addison.
Well, Addison, this is your home. And don't you worry, son. Soon this place will be filled with all the finest clothes and toys that money can buy. You are going to have such a charmed life, my son. I wonder where that no good father of yours can be. Well, looky here. It looks like he just had lunch. Lunch for two, I see. Okay, well, let's go upstairs and I'll show you where your room will be, Addison. What the hell is going on in my bed?
Larissa!
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.